Hello, everyone, and welcome to Poptail Weekly for November 17th, 2021. I am your host, Liam Irvin, and as always, we're here to check out another great game. Like last week, you are watching this live, but I am not live with you. This is recorded ahead of time as I am on vacation. I should be in the second week of vacation, and hopefully it's going well. I'd like to assume it's going well. So we're going to pretend that I am having the most amazing vacation ever. And we're going to go with that. So this week we're playing Lost Worlds. And before we get to that, I have announcements, like always. Announcement number one is the Fabella. I have trouble every time. I always call it Fabella. The Fabella contest is still on. You can create games in Fabella and enter them for a chance to win some really awesome prizes. Visit Fabella Creator, F-A-B-E-L-L-A, creator.com. Also, make sure that you are here for the Sparkies. That will be tomorrow night. And if you're watching this later, obviously you will have missed the Sparkies. I realize when I give these announcements that a lot of these are kind of time sensitive, but, you know, some folks watch these live, so want to, you know, give you the heads up. So Sparkies are on November 18th. I will be on the panel judging. Another cool thing, I will also be on the judging panel for the Fabella contest as well. So I'm like the celebrity judge. So that's kind of cool. So voicespark.live, visit that. Put in your last minute votes for your favorite skill. Remember that when you vote, the votes are not the only criterion that are chosen. So they make up 40% of the votes. So your votes will help. But even if something is running away with the scores, it is still totally worth voting. And make sure you tune in. Find out what skill wins. So that's tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, on most of these same channels. So please, again, voicespark.live. And don't forget to follow us on social media, Poptail Social on Twitter. We're Poptail on Facebook. We're also on YouTube. Hopefully that's where you're watching us. And please follow us. Please like our videos. Please subscribe and make sure that you are getting all the content we offer. So how about we get to that content today? Today we are playing Lost Worlds. Now, originally, I thought this was some Jurassic Park thing, and it's not. So let me read the description to you, as I always like to do. Lost Worlds is an exciting multi-mission interactive adventure set in the distant future. You choose your missions and your side quests as you make the choices that bring you fame, fortune, or disaster. If you have an Alexa with a display, the game is filled with stunning visuals. During gameplay, you will create a character, adventure through space, battle foes, explore new worlds, and seek out mankind's original homeworld. Your statistics in the game determine what types of things you may or may not be able to do. Through in-skill purchases, you are able to get more advanced equipment and enhance your skills and attributes. So, it's kind of like another space adventure. We did one last week. Of course, we did Last Light in the Dark, which, you know, was, I thought, really cool. This sounds like it's very promising. Of course, when we do these videos, we don't have a visual component. Because of the way that I have things set up, I'm doing everything through an actual speaker. So if you do have a Echo Show of any of the flavors, this will have accompanying visuals. And so that's really kind of cool. So definitely something that I would highly recommend if you have access to it and can take advantage of it, you check out. Space Bones, which we did a few weeks ago, had much the same thing. So a lot more of these skills are multimodal now, and they are doing alternate forms of displays. So it's not just audio. It's also audio and visuals, whether that be video or text or really cool imaging. These all are starting to have these now. So that being said, how about we check it out? As always, we invoke it with our usual phrase. And we'll see if open works. Sometimes you can say start or launch, but we're going to try open. If it doesn't work, then we'll do start and or launch. Ziggy, open Lost Worlds.
Okay, here's Lost Worlds. Opening Lost Worlds.
All right. right. I always love games that have a little extra music and stuff going on. Probably some cool visuals here we're missing out on. Oh, it's too bad. But I love that. I love that that's a multi-sensory experience.
Welcome to Lost Worlds, an interactive solo role-playing game set in a fictional distant future.
All right.
During gameplay, you will create a character, adventure through space, battle foes, explore new worlds, and seek mankind's original homeworld. Your statistics in the game determine what types of things you may or may not be able to do. Most choices that you make in the game can be done with one or two words. Through in-skill purchases, you may be able to get more advanced equipment, or even enhanced skills and attributes at certain places in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You can always find out your current statistics by asking, "What are my stats? Please tell me your character's name." Please state it as, "My character's name is," whatever name you choose.
My character's name is Frankie.
Your character's name is Frankie, is that correct?
Yes.
Hello, Frankie. Are you ready to start playing? Yes, or no?
Yes.
Rolling the dice for your stats and hit points. Frankie, your base characteristics are Strength 10.
Mm-hmm.
Dexterity 13.
Okay.
Constitution 17.
Ooh.
Intelligence 11.
Okay.
Wisdom 17.
Oh, wow.
Charisma 10. And
okay.
Hit points 5.
Ooh, not good.
Please make a selection of which class you want to be. Soldier, where you will have the following. Fighting skill level 2. Repair skill level 2, piloting skill level 2, survival skill level 3, enhanced dexterity, enhanced constitution, and hit points modifier.
I might do that.
Cyborg, where you will have the following.
Ooh.
Piloting skill level 3, fighting skill level 3, enhanced strength, enhanced constitution, and hit points modifier. Smuggler, where you will have piloting skill level 3, fighting skill level 2, stealth skill level 2, enhanced dexterity, enhanced intelligence, enhanced charisma, and hit points modifier. Scientist, where you will have piloting skill level 2, repair skill level 3, healing skill level 3, hacking skill level 3, enhanced dexterity, enhanced intelligence, enhanced wisdom. Or jack of all trades, where you will have skills in all of the above. Skill levels from 2 to 4 will be randomly rolled. If you choose jack of all trades, I will have to roll for that. You will need an 80 or higher on a 100 sided die. Do you need me to repeat that? Yes, or no?
No.
Please select a class.
Why don't I go with
you may say, soldier, cyborg, smuggler, scientist, or jack of all trades.
Cyborg.
Current stats. Frankie is a cyborg.
Nice.
Frankie, you are a level 1 cyborg with 0 experience points.
All right.
Your strength is 20.
Woohoo.
Dexterity 13.
Okay.
Constitution 28.
Nice.
Intelligence 11.
Okay.
Wisdom 17.
Nice.
Charisma 10.
Okay.
Hit points 19.
Ho-ho-ho.
You have a piloting skill of 3.
Nice.
You have a fighting skill of 3. I will now roll for your money in the game. The game money is called credits. You will use your credits to purchase upgrades to your ship, body armor, weapons, special equipment, and skill upgrades. You will have the opportunity to purchase more credits through and skill purchasing
as well. I like that it pauses to let you take in this info. It's very cool.
Rolling the dice now.
A lot of games just blast you. This
you have 84,546 credits.
Yeah, all right.
Frankie, do you wish to visit the store now? Yes. Or, no?
No.
Are you ready to start a mission? Yes, or no?
Yes.
Please select from the following missions.
Oh, this is cool.
Mission 1. You will start out on the planet Onorata. You must seek out information on the raiders that are currently disrupting trade in the system. Once you have the information, you will need to track down the raiders and end their activities. Are you ready to hear Mission 2? Yes, or no?
No. Let's do that one.
Which mission would you like to select? You can say Raiders, Signal, Rescue, Earth, or Go On.
Raiders.
Your ship travels the system without incident. Welcome to the planet Honorata. This is a frontier planet with virtually no law enforcement. The Guild has almost no presence here. Honorata is known for three things. The black market, where you can purchase virtually anything. The deadliest insects and snakes in the galaxy.
Wow.
And the Kranda races. The Kranda, an odd mixture of wolf and horse, will chase anything that moves. This makes them ideal for racing and fighting each other. Are you ready to land at the spaceport? Yes or no?
Yes.
As you look down the main street, you see a bar, a small shop, the entrance to the Kranda races, and a hotel. Behind you is the spaceport where you docked your ship. Where would you like to go next? You can say bar, shop, races, hotel, spaceport, or go on.
Shop.
You hear the sound of a bell as you open the shop door. An old woman with one cybernetic eye looks up at you. Her expression is neutral.
Can I help you with something?
Do you want to ask her about the Raiders? Tell her you're just there to browse, or go on. You can say, Raiders, browse, or go on.
Browse.
As you start to look around, you find that the shop is filled with cases containing various reptiles and large insects.
Whoa.
Do you want to ask the shopkeeper about the animals, ask about the Raiders, or get out of there? You can say, animals, Raiders, or go on.
Raiders.
The old woman spits at your feet and gives you a contemptuous look. Do you want to buy something? You are standing in an aisle that has a row of glass enclosures filled with poisonous snakes. Do you look around the store to buy something? Yes or no?
No.
You decide that you'd rather seek your information elsewhere and leave the shop. As you look down the main street, you see a bar, a small shop, the entrance to the Kranda races, and a hotel. Behind you is the spaceport where you docked your ship. Where would you like to go next? You can say bar, shop, races, hotel, spaceport, or go on.
Bar. Into the bar.
You walk into the crowded bar. A haze of smoke and the smell of unwashed bodies mixed with alcohol immediately assault your senses. Near the back of the bar, some tables are set into darkened alcoves. Several tough-looking men are deep in conversation there.
Those could be the
one
Raiders.
Looks up at you as you enter. Do you want to approach the obvious mercenary? Go up to the bartender. Or leave the bar? You can say mercenary, bar, or go on.
Bar.
The bartender comes over and raises an eyebrow.
What can I get ya?
Do you order a drink, ask for information about the Raiders, or ask about the mercenary? You can say, drink, Raiders, or mercenary.
Drink.
That'll be 30 credits.
You pay for your drink and begin to take a sip. A heavy hand lands on your shoulder.
What are you doing here, Frankie? You know better than to come anywhere near me.
Do you start fighting, greet him as an old friend, or warn him to get away from you? You can say, fight, greet, or warn.
Greet.
Turning around, you greet the mercenary like an old friend. This has the effect of shocking him and making him take a step back. The merc looks back over his shoulder at his companions in utter confusion. Do you want to attack him while he is distracted, dash out the door while he isn't looking, or continue to try to bluff him? You can say, fight, go on, or talk.
Talk.
He slugs you in the face. Your hit points are now 17. Do you want to fight or get out of there? You can say, fight or go on.
Fight.
You quickly lash out, striking with your fist. You are out cold. You wake up a while later in a dirty alley just off the main road. Someone has stolen a bunch of your credits. Your credits are now 21,129.
Oh, no.
Your hit points are now minus one. You walk back onto the main road. Your hit points are zero. You know that you've overstayed your welcome at this place, and leave the bar.
How did I not get to fight?
I'm sorry, I did not understand that. Please try again. Your ship travels the system without incident. Welcome to the planet Honorata. This is a frontier planet with virtually no
Ziggy
law enforcement.
Hotel.
As you look down the main street, you see a bar, a small shop, the entrance to the Kranta races, and a hotel. Behind you is the spaceport where
Ziggy
you docked your ship.
Hotel.
As you look down the main street,
okay,
you see a bar, a small shop,
annoying.
The
okay
entrance to the Kranta
so
races,
like,
and
these
a hotel. Behind you is the spaceport where you docked your ship. Where would you like to go next? You can say bar, shop, races, hotel, spaceport, or go on.
Hotel.
The door is blocked by a robot acting as the hotel clerk. The bot looks like it has seen better days.
Welcome. How long will you be staying with us?
Do you want to tell the clerk, one night, or try to find somewhere more promising for information? You can say, talk, or go on.
Talk.
As you start to speak, the bot sags and begins to smoke from its neck joint.
Uh-oh.
It creaks aside, revealing the opening into the hotel. Do you want to enter the hotel? Yes, or no?
Yes.
You have successfully evaded the key sensor built into the door. There are 8 doors on this level. Which door do you want to try? You can say door 1, door 2, door 3,
oh, geez,
door 4,
are you gonna list them all off?
Door 5, door 6, door 7, door 8, or go on.
Door 7.
The door is unlocked. The room is being used, but is empty right now. On the small dresser is metal box. Do you want to investigate further? Yes, or no?
Yes.
The box is some kind of tracking device. It seems to be tracing something off planet at the moment. You have gained 30 points. Your experience is now 30.
All right.
You are level 1. There is nothing else of interest in this room. Do you want to try another door? Yes, or no?
Yes.
There are 8 doors on this level. Which door do you want to try? You can say door 1, door 2, door 3,
Ziggy,
door 4.
Door 1. Uh-oh.
Attempting the unauthorized entry has set off an alarm. 3 guard bots have entered the corridor and are approaching. Do you want to flee or fight? You can say, go on or fight.
Go on.
Rolling on your chance of escape. Your dexterity is a 13. You will need to roll a 13 or less to escape. You rolled a 14 and you needed a 13 or less.
Wait, why would I?
You have been caught and are severely beaten.
Ow.
Your hit points are down to 1. You can gain more hit points through training in the store. Do you want to go to the store now? Yes, or no?
No.
As you look down the main street, you see a bar, a small shop, the entrance to the Kranta races, and a hotel. Behind you is the spaceport where you docked your ship. Where would you like to go next? You can say bar, shop, races, hotel, spaceport, or go on.
Go on.
Exit the game? Yes, or no?
No.
Are you ready to start a mission? Yes, or no?
Okay. Yes.
Please select from the following missions.
Okay. Ziggy, stop.
Mission 1.
Thank you for playing Lost Worlds,
okay,
an interactive science fiction solo role-playing game. Remember, each time you play, the outcome can be different depending on the choices you make.
This is
we
true.
We look forward to having you back soon. Please
be
sure to leave us a review on Amazon under Alexa Skills. Thanks again.
This is actually a really interesting game. The problem I feel is that I feel like the flow control's a little buggy. Obviously, as you noticed there, it took me out to the missions. It also, even though it has the nice lagging for displaying options, once you know what you want, having to sit through all of them is a little frustrating. I do like, though, that there are a lot of events going on, and obviously there is a lot going into this game. It is one of those that I would not mind playing more of. I don't know. I did not find it as polished. But if you like that sort of thing, I think it's kind of a cool game. There's a lot of customization. I love that you have classes. I love that you get to explore. I just have bad luck. I was picking a lot of bad options there. I think it's pretty cool. Obviously, I can't speak for the use of, you know, on-screen technology because we're not doing that. But I would say very kind of cool. That is Lost Worlds. Definitely worth checking out. And I would definitely, you know, highly suggest that you check it out. So next week is Thanksgiving, and I am going to take Thanksgiving and enjoy, you know, Thanksgiving. So I will be back with you guys at the beginning of December, and we'll be checking out some more skills. You know, the holidays are coming up, so maybe we'll have a Christmas skill or two. That might be kind of fun. Don't forget, we are on social media, Poptail Social on Twitter. We are on YouTube. Hopefully that's where you're watching us. We're Poptail on YouTube, P-O-P-T-A-L-E. Don't forget, there's a Fabella contest going on. And by the time I see you guys again, the contest will be over, and we'll be talking about the winners, hopefully. So visit FabellaCreator.com, F-A-B-E-L-L-A, creator.com. No coding knowledge is necessary. It's a drag-and-drop interface. You can create the story of your dreams by just clicking a mouse and typing. So go check that out. We are giving away some cool prizes. Voice Spark Live is doing their Sparkies tomorrow. Visit voicespark.live and join us tomorrow. I will be on the panel of judges, and I will also be judging in the Fabella contest. So look at me. I'm everywhere. I'm all over the place. So I will see you guys in a couple weeks. As always, thank you for watching and listening. I look forward to seeing you all again soon. But for now, I bid ye adieu, goodbye, and